Sculptor Giotto walks down a winding, 3-foot-wide dirt path just off the Grand Rue, Port-au-Prince's main street. Then he makes a sudden left turn. Dozens of huge metal sculptures loom up along the narrow street. An 8-foot-tall metal man with a long face seems to play an electric keyboard with coiled spring hands. A neighborhood child plucks a rubber band to simulate the music. Giotto, whose real name is Franz Jacques, is one of Haiti's most famous found metal artists. The movement emerged from the working-class neighborhoods of Port-au-Prince some 12 years ago. Giotto works with pliers and scissors to assemble everything from radiators to human skulls into his art. When inspired, he hauls hunks of metal out onto the street corner and rents welding equipment from workmen who normally repair cars. They know he's traveled to the U.S. and Europe to display his art. What do the men who work on the gates and the car doors think of your art?
Right now they've started to understand him, but before they said that he's crazy.
Just around the corner, through another series of narrow dirt alleyways, a group calling itself Resistance Artists fills an empty lot with metal sculptures. André Eugène, one of the group's founders, shows off a 6-foot-high representation of a snake, one of the voodoo deities. In Haiti, voodoo is viewed like any other religion, and Eugène says it has a bigger cultural impact than Christianity.
Parce qu'il y a une grande influence dans la culture haïtienne, là, utiliser le tout.
Voodoo is an integral part of Haitian culture, so I use it in my work. It's not that I'm inspired by voodoo, it's just one of the part of the landscape of Haiti, so it's also in the work.
It's like in Europe, they have references to Catholicism right in their work because it's part of their culture.
Exactly, of course. Saudi Haitian.
The resistance artist's voodoo-tinged themes always dealt with death as a normal cycle of life. But after the 2010 Haiti earthquake, which killed an estimated 316,000 people, some artists portrayed the victims as dark specters.
Before the earthquake, I used to put powder on the sculptures just for an artistic motif. And then after the earthquake, they had to rescue people under the rubble. And people being pulled under the rubble looked just like the sculptures.
What they produced right after the earthquake, of course, would have been different because we were all in a very big shock.
Axel Lieto owns a small art gallery in the hillside suburb of Pechonville.
And we're still in shock. I mean, we're absorbing it slowly. But of course, they would show some things that were new in their work relating to the earthquake.
Lieto says the resistance artists' focus on Haiti's upheaval, along with their avant-garde style, attracts some collectors, but generally makes them unpopular with the country's wealthy elite. Few Haitians buy their work, and in turn, the artists hold the Haitian elite in contempt. Lieto says the mere act of living and creating work in the streets is a form of resistance.
They are not waiting for galleries to show their work. They are opening their doors to foreigners. Living in that kind of environment is very unusual, so I think they are expressing something very strong. Their presence and their actions are, in a way, a protest against the way things are in Haiti.
Perhaps more importantly, says Lieto, the resistance artist's work symbolizes the Haitian spirit.
The Haitians are not victims. We are people who overcame all the horrible things that always happen to us. And I don't think that's going to stop.
Back at the outdoor studio, André Eugène continues to show off his scrap metal sculptures. He says artists are acute observers of Haiti's political and economic problems.
Oh, moi ça me dit pour Haïti qu'il y a là. Bon, logiquement,
the Haitian people, they resist. there are people that have a lot of resistance. And the artists, they are the vanguard, they help and they express that existence in the work. The artists express what the people are doing.
And what the people are doing is rebuilding Haiti, physically and culturally.